to Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to Americana, listeners.
Yes, it is our last episode for the 2016 year, which was actually our first year doing this podcast.
Yep, so we're rounding out the year very nicely. We started in 2016, and we'll keep going in 2017, so don't worry.
We'll still be here for you.
And after all, it's after Christmas, so I hope everyone had a great Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa,
whatever you
said, Christmas, everything, anything and everything you celebrate.
Yeah.
Hope it was great.
How was your Christmas?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was fun. We have our tradition as well with for Latins or Hispanics. I think everyone, the 24th is like the big day.
Yeah, that's when Christmas the whole family gets together. You have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas Day is like recovery.
Yeah, so Christmas Day for Lil and I has always been, we go to the movies. So we went to the movies this year and saw Rogue One, which was so good.
Oh my god, I loved it.
And so that was our Christmas, which was fun too. And then we also went out to families.
Yeah, houses we still had too. To do all of that.
Yeah.
I remember a few years ago you came to visit, you weren't married yet. And we saw Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep.
And it was really awkward because it was a few years ago, so some of the cousins that are of age now were not necessarily of age then. And Wolf of Wall Street, if you haven't seen it, is pretty graphic. So we're like, certain awkward parts. Like, we didn't realize it was going to be like this.
And honestly, you just dragged on that movie. It was one of those things that is just like, there's been... I like going to movies on Christmas Day because I feel like the best movies are out. And not that many people are at the movie theater.
Did you find that? Because I feel like a lot more people nowadays are going to the movies on Christmas
Day. I think now because there's, especially now more recently, there's been a lot of blockbusters come out.
On that day.
Christmas or like around day that or day. Around that day. So like people who didn't get a chance to see Rogue One opening weekend because it's been sold out forever. They say, oh, we'll just go next week. But we did see a lot of people... we actually had to get, like, the XD version of the showing because the movie regular showing, was sold out. So we had to wait a little bit.
And last year you said you saw The Force Awakens.
Yeah, last year Christmas we saw Day. Force Awakens. That one was good. There was no, like, crazy line. It was packed. Yeah. But the good thing about, I don't know if, maybe some of our listeners, the movie theaters... they go to it's a new for me that you get to pick your seat here.
Yeah, you've never not had to pick your seat.
Oh, I've never had to until I moved here.
You always had your seat assigned?
No, like you would just go to the movie theater if it was like a blockbuster, like let's say like a couple years ago I saw like Hunger Games when Hunger Games came out. So we'd have to wait the line. Like there'd be a long line outside of the movie theater, and then you go in and you pick your seat, like, as you walk in, you know, you sit down. But here, it's like, when you buy your ticket, you pick your seat. So it's like you're already assigned a seat.
No.
Yeah.
What theater did you go to?
Oh, all the ones we go to are like that. The one downtown, in downtown Orlando.
You're assigned a seat?
Yeah.
That's so strange. I mean, I haven't been there.
And the one here, Regal or whatever, the
Epic,
one,
the Epic, one you went to, yeah.
That one we picked our seats. The ones in the
when
one
you
in downtown
seats,
Disney.
You mean that you were assigned a seat?
Yeah, like they give you a screen and they show you like all these seats are available. Pick your seat.
That's so strange. I've never had to do that.
Oh really?
Never had to do that. So that must be a new thing. I know that the one in downtown I haven't been in a long time, and the Epic one is brand new, so I've never been there. That's so strange.
All the ones we've gone to has been that you pick your seat. Artagon. You pick your seat.
It's so weird. I mean, granted, maybe...
It is weird. To me, it's weird. I'm just like, but now I see the convenience of it, where it's just like, oh, you can just do whatever you want before the movie, as opposed to before I would have to, like, wait the line.
That's probably why they do it to avoid lines, because before we used to have to wait the line. I think the last time I saw I waited in line for a movie was, like, Harry Potter, and now I just choose not to go on opening day, because I'm like, I can't deal with this line.
Yeah.
And people acting crazy trying to steal seats from people, and you're like, what the hell?
But yep. So, That's funny. That's cool. Well, then I thought it was a Florida thing. I guess not.
No.
It was like a newer,
living here all my life.
A newer movie theater thing then.
That's why I was so confused. I was like, what? Pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but that was fun. So Christmas, I just like the traditions of Christmas. It's fun. And yeah. I think next year will probably be a little bit more fun. I'm excited for having a little baby to like spoil.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. Because it'll be exciting. I was really hoping that she wouldn't come before Christmas because mm-hmm. my nephew came 10 days before Christmas when he was born, and he was so tiny for his first Christmas. Like, we tried to get him baby's first Christmas stuff, but there was, like, no newborn stuff.
Right, you mentioned that last week, so mm-hmm. I was, you know, she's due for January, so.
That's good. Can't wait to
She's a little bit, she'll have her own little day as opposed to being in the. I mean, it'll be fun. I feel like her birthday will be fun because, like, this year, I feel like, or maybe this year, a lot of family came in
to town. Yeah, this is unlike most years, which actually was what I was going to mention. As you get older, it becomes, of course, less about the presents and more about, like, the people you spend it with and traditions mm-hmm. and just having a good time. And this year was really much that for me. Mostly because we had so much family in town. Some family actually just came in today that we saw.
So,
it's been a really interesting holiday. And interesting in a good way because mm-hmm. we get to kind of spend time with people that we don't see all the time.
Yeah, and so it's been a lot different because I remember Christmas past, you know, it'd just be like our usual group, kind of. Now it's just like, whoa, so many more people. I mean, granted, there's, I think, more events this year. There's, like, a Sweet 15 coming up you're going to, right?
Yeah, going to that. You're not going to go, and I'm sad.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, too close to the due date, I get you.
dropping it like it's hot, and then my water breaks or something, you know?
Oh, my gosh, that'd be hilarious. It'd be exciting, though.
It'd be exciting, but it'd be, like, really scary to be in public and then having that happen, and then you're like, oh, my God.
And it's literally, like, clear across town from where you're scheduled to deliver. Yeah. So, too risky.
So, too risky, but that'll be fun for you guys, I think. Mm-hmm. You'll send me pictures and snaps.
I'm sure. You can just check my snap.
So, let's hit it off with some rumors.
Yes, I do. We do have some rumors for you.
Yeah, we have a couple. Mm-hmm. You want to start or me?
I can go. Okay. So we're probably going to touch on this a little later, but Kylie Jenner, we all know she's been in the news quite a bit the past few years, mm-hmm. and there's a new Instagram picture that she has released, and it has some pretty suspect photoshopping clues or giveaways there, because it's kind of like those booty pics where mm-hmm. you sit and you look back at it or whatever, mm-hmm. and so it's taken from the back, and her butt just looks disproportionate to the rest of her body, and like, you look at the belt loops and they're really long, the pockets are very large, her butt looks both wide and long, it doesn't look like it even belongs to her frame, and we know that she's had quite a bit of work done, which even by Kardashian standards is still quite a lot because she's so young, you know.
No, she's had a lot of work done, and it's one of those things where she is very full. I think she likes the attention. I think for the Kardashian clan, mm-hmm. it's like they really abide by the there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
The whole thing with Rob and China, which was like a complete setup, and it like backfired. You saw, right? Like,
I didn't see that.
So they're saying that it was that they never broke up, that they were together like the next day. And it was because that same weekend, there was, like, some marathon, and there was, like, a special going on mm-hmm. for their delivery episode.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, we talked about it in the last episode where, like, okay, you're really mad at your boyfriend, but you're going to stop as you're moving out, and you're going to vacuum mm-hmm. the carpet, you're going to clean the fridge. Like, mm-hmm. apparently they had never moved into the house yet. Mm-hmm. Like, there were empty rooms, and that's why they were so clean and stuff. So, whatever. So, I think with the Kardashians, I think Kylie, she likes the attention. And as long as they're in the, in the public eye, they're getting money. So, I think they just need to consistently stay there. The only one that's kind of been able to pull it off and manage without being in public that much is Kim, which is really strange. It's different. Kim? Yeah. Like, she hasn't posted a picture on her Instagram since the Paris attack, like, robbery.
I think a lot has been happening with her personal life.
That she's stayed out of the...
Yeah, there's a picture that was released of her, and it probably wasn't her, but she was out and about with, like, without makeup, and somehow that made the news.
Yeah, you know.
You know, and so it was like, oh my gosh, what's going on with Kim? Why isn't she wearing makeup? And now it's like, oh, she wasn't wearing makeup, and I'm just like...
That's such a great thing. It's like half of us regular people, you know.
You should see me now.
I'm not wearing a stitch of makeup. I don't think... I don't even know how to put on makeup.
If you guys don't know, when Wilkes needs a makeup emergency,
yeah,
she has a cohort that she reaches out to.
It's you and your sister. Yeah. It's like one of them. They're always on call. You know, I'm just like, okay, if Benzie can't do it, then I'm like, well, can your sister come over? Or I'll go to you guys. It's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so Kylie's picture, if you want to look it up, I'm sure it's very easy to find Kylie Jenner's Instagram, King Kylie on Instagram. And so... It just looks disproportionate. And we had been mentioning when we were discussing this earlier, Wilkes, that people forget she's only 18. Mm-hmm. And you know how some people that have anorexia or bulimia, they have, like, body dysmorphic disorder. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe that's what is happening with her. Like, she wants her body to look a certain way because her lips have been modified, her hips are wider, her butt is bigger, her breasts are larger. And I get it. She's not going to have the same body she had when she was 14. But this is beyond even genetics.
Yeah, like, no, this is not...
Nobody in her family looks like this naturally. You know. So, I really think that there's something
sad.
Going
it's
on
really
there.
It's really sad. It's really sad how the media and how being in the constant Hollywood eye, you know, makes kids kind of go crazy, right? Like, I think they just fall into it. And mm-hmm. there's... I feel like every young kid... Even when they try to stay out of it, like, there's clips of, like, you know, Britney Spears saying, I will never become those crazy teenagers, or, like, mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan saying that, and then they're...
Those children.
You know, they're crazy. So, yeah. They went through their, like, crazy phase, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, well, we just gave them more Kardashian publicity.
Yeah, so, moving on, a little bit of sad news is... Our beloved Princess Leia has passed away, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
You know, she died suddenly and tragically on a flight. She had a heart attack, mm-hmm. Lost consciousness, and then now they declared her death, mm-hmm. I think, 2 days ago now.
On the 27th, mm-hmm. I know it was. So it's hard to keep track of days in between Christmas and New Year's, mm-hmm. but that was definitely yesterday.
So that's sad. And then, you know, George Michael... also passed away recently. Yeah.
He's of Wham fame, and we've probably, mm-hmm. you probably unknowingly have heard his song very recently.
Or it stuck in your head.
Yeah, it's the last Christmas I gave you my heart. It was that song that he and his band sang, and so he passed away. 2016 has been a crazy year for celebrity deaths.
Yeah.
Funny enough, which we're going to touch on it a little later, but I was... really surprised when I found out that Alan Rickman died this year, because granted it was like January of this year, mm-hmm. but it felt like it was end of 2015, and I was like, oh my gosh, 2016 has been a long year of just celebrity deaths, and Carrie Fisher
That's
being
true.
The latest one, right off the coattails of the success of Rogue One,
right,
where I'm not going to give any spoilers, but you know, mm-hmm. she has a little bit of a role to play there, and so
yeah, no, with all the rising interest in Star Wars as a whole, mm-hmm. you know, now I feel like they're getting different demographics. They're hitting like younger age. Mm-hmm. Like when we go to the movie theaters, it's normal to see little kids now, or as opposed to when we were growing up, they were all like
older.
Adult, like my brother, yeah. I got into Star Wars because of my brother.
Well, when Star Wars first came out in the 80s, it was very big then. And then it kind of just became like a cult classic. And then it had episodes 1, 2, and 3 released, which you don't really like those episodes.
No, I don't like, I don't think any, like, really, I don't know.
True Star
like,
Wars
real,
fan loves them.
They just felt like filler.
It was filler, but it did come to bring a bit of a backstory and mm-hmm. kind of, you know,
and there's a lot of theories
characters.
That have developed from the first three, or, mm-hmm. you know, the newer.
But those were early 2000s, and then Disney, purchased Star Wars, and so...
And, but throughout that time, there was always the Clone Wars, so that was always,
yeah,
like, a
the
cartoon.
Clone Wars were all the animated series, and then the Disney shows, and then Force Awakens came out last year, and then this year was Rogue One, and next year, you told me, I didn't realize,
yeah.
but they're having a Han Solo backstory.
Mm-hmm, they're doing that, and then they're also doing Episode 8.
That's going to be exciting. My sister's a huge fan, mm-hmm. and now her son, my nephew, they're super obsessed with
yeah,
Star Wars.
So it's really cool to see, and it's also sad, you know, because I think leading up to her death, there was like a kind of a little bit of a drama thing, saying that, like, her and Harrison Ford had some affair when they were filming Star Wars or something.
When they were young?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it was just kind of like, you know, I guess because it was, the movie was coming out and they're, like, bringing up that stuff and how Han Solo, oh, well, Han Solo, but Harrison Ford, like, he doesn't want to come back, like, after episode 7, he's like, oh, I was too old for that anyway. You know, he didn't even, he was very hesitant to do that episode, so.
Yeah. And so you said that for the Han Solo backstory, they already cast someone. I thought they were just going to, like, CGI their way through it, which they did a
they
lot
did
of CGI
in Rogue One. They did. Yep. And they brought back a lot of people from the original cast, which was kind of cool, like pilots and stuff. I don't know. I really loved it. A lot of people might have, you know, you go in and you... Your nephew was like, he hates it.
Yeah, but he hates it for a very specific reason that I'm not going to say.
And it's one of those things that it's specific, but as an older person, you know. You understand. You know it's got to happen.
Yeah, he didn't like it. But he's a child, so it's hard for him to understand that this is just how that works.
Right, or how it fits in with the story.
With the storyline, yeah.
But, no, so it's really great. I definitely recommend that you do too, right? You saw
it. Oh, I loved it. I have not heard one bad review on it.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, everybody loves it. It's a good movie for those who are a huge fan of Star Wars. It really lines up right there, and it has a lot of little Easter eggs for those who like to look for it.
Definitely.
But also, if you're not a fan of Star Wars, not that you're not a fan, but if you're just...
This is definitely a standalone movie.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things where the story starts and finishes within that very movie.
And you don't need any backstory. Mm-hmm. I mean... It'd be fun if you did, because you're just like, oh my god, you know,
I
like
mean,
that.
If you know who Darth Vader is, which, come on, let's be serious, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Then you're going to kind of understand
the
premise of this.
It's really great. Yeah. What was I going to say? And honestly, I was talking to Lil, like, on our way back from it. I was just like, things like this, like The Lord of the Rings, or like Game of Thrones, Star Wars, Star Trek, stuff like that, like those... The people who created it, like, Lucasfilm, it just makes, he's such a genius, right? Because years later, a fresh pair of eyes come, and they've made this whole series, like, something completely new, right? Like, they made this new story, new characters.
From within that world.
From within that world, and it's just, and even this Han Solo project, like, I want to know how he got the Falcon. I want to know how he became friends with Chewie, you know. I want to see him win the card game. You know, like, it's one of those things that we don't know that much about Han Solo.
Yeah.
Because he's so elusive, right?
Well,
like,
I mean,
he's
that's
quiet.
How...
But it's just like, oh, yeah, of course. This is so cool that they're finally doing that.
To me, it's like, and you guys know I mention Harry Potter every several episodes, but, like, to me, J.K. Rowling is just along those same lines.
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, creating a brand new world. She even created... Quidditch. She created a sport without even really knowing, and she set up certain rules, and people play Quidditch out there in the world. And Fantastic Beasts is like a spin-off within the same universe, and so the genius of being able, and what I loved about Harry Potter was that something that was brought up in book 2, you would forget about it, and it gets brought up in book 6, and you're like, oh my god, it all makes sense, and it ties
it's
together.
True. It's just
the same thing with Star Wars, you know.
It's a big testament to the, like, the imaginative genius of these people.
Yeah, the creativity.
You know?
Of
They're
them.
So creative, and it's really cool to see. Yeah. I think that's what fascinates me the most. That I'm just like, this is like from the 80s, and they still figured
so
out
relevant.
How to make it into 2016, you know? And it's not even where they make it, like, there's no one with an iPhone. You know, like, now movies you see, and there's people with, like, you know, or the latest technology.
They make it very, like, on its own time-wise. Like, it's an old... Because it's in the 80s, you think it happened in the past, but it's supposed to happen in the future.
Yeah,
like,
so...
It doesn't date
it's
itself.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I love it. So that was... So definitely go see it.
Yeah, but that's part of the sadness of having lost Carrie Fisher and one of the prime movements of Star Wars having come.
Especially it being so, like, fresh, you know?
Yeah, so prominent lately. So rest in peace, Carrie Fisher.
Very sad, but...
One last rumor. Your favorite rapper.
Oh, God. So, that's definitely with sarcasm that she's saying that, because he's not my favorite. But Drake is now apparently, air quotes, dating Jennifer Lopez.
Well, they haven't, to be fair, neither of them have come straight forward and said, we are dating.
But they're definitely trying to hint at it, which is so annoying.
On Instagram, they both have put up the same picture. He went to see one of her shows a few weeks ago in Las Vegas, her J-Lo Vegas show. Mm-hmm. And
I think he posted a picture of that, too. Like, oh, look who I'm hanging out with.
Yeah, like, he got to hold her diamond with a cap. And she's like, look who came to see me. And it just mm-hmm. kind of came off like, oh, this random, this celebrity friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But the most recent picture for both of them had no caption. And she's, like, laying across his leg.
They're all, like, cuddled up by the fire, yeah, which looks so suspect.
Yeah. So Wilkes' theory is that this is, like, a shot from a video. Because she's like, who would just take this random picture of them?
Yeah, and she's wearing, like, a big ring on her, like, you know, mm-hmm. ring finger.
Yeah. So, but Wilkes, I think your issue really comes because you're really rooting for her and Mark Anthony.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, they're soulmates. They are soulmates.
Yeah.
They're, like, meant to be ever since, ever. They, like, know each other from when they were little. They're just, like, meant to be.
Yeah. And so we, a few months ago during the Latin Grammys, they had a little kiss, and that kind of, the kiss that, like, broke the world in half.
Yeah, because now Mark got divorced.
Yeah, Mark got divorced for, like, the third time, fourth time.
And so this is why I'm starting to think that it's, like, J-Lo trying to, like, deflect, and, like, because everybody's assuming that's because of J-Lo.
Well, I mean, people are congratulating them on these pictures now. And they're like, congrats, you guys look great together. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you guys.
It's also, like, a 17-year difference, age gap.
How old is she?
She's 47. She looks like she's not a day over 27.
Yeah. He's 30. I know that because he's 3 days older than me.
Oh, I gosh. Love Drake. I love yes, can you tell how obsessed
Lindsay is with Drake? No. I love him. So I saw that and it kind of broke my heart, but I'm like, you know what? She's hot. Nobody can hate on you.
Yeah, she's hot, but she's also got kids and he's a little kid. And it's like, come on, J-Lo. Start dating men your age.
Who are the father of your children.
Yeah, like Mark.
So lame.
I love Mark. I just do.
But I mean, they're great. They're like the king and queen. They're like the Prince Charles and Kate Middleton of Hispanic.
I'm like, yeah, it's like they're just so cute.
Yeah. They were cute. They have those babies together.
Oh my god, really, and they're adorable, those they're little really kids.
They look a lot like their daddy.
It's so funny because the little girl looks just like J-Lo, and the little boy is like the spitting image of Mark.
Of his father.
And I'm just like, that's so funny how that works out. We had a
cousin high school with one of Mark's
daughters.
With daughters? I thought it was a son, yeah. So that was really cool. But, yeah, so that was the rumor. They think that, the rumor now is that Drake and J-Lo are seeing each other.
I think it's just a song.
But it could be a song. I know that there was a picture of, like, Taylor and Drake hanging out.
Yeah, and they did the Apple commercial.
They did do the Apple commercial together. So who knows what happens in Mind Celebrity Mind.
If Rob and Chyna faked the breakup and, like, a whole kid debacle, like, you know, custody thing, I don't believe anything celebrities do or post. Yeah. You can't trust
It's really
anything.
Easy to get jaded nowadays.
Yeah, you can't trust them at all. This is all publicity. And look, we're talking about it. They're talking about it on the news and the Spanish channel and the English channel.
Yeah, other people are reposting the pictures. It's a big old thing.
So, let's get into our topic for today.
Yes, it's the last episode of 2016. So, we kind of did a really quick inventory of just the public 2016 that we all shared, and of course our own personal lives, the good and the bad and the ugly. I feel like personally 2016, if you're into memes at all, you will see that it's like the year that no one wants to talk about. It's just like, let's just be done with this year and move on with our life.
For sure. I feel like people want to just forget that we just went from, you know how some buildings don't have 13th floors.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 2015, and then it goes to 2017.
Probably why 2016 feels so long is because of all these things. One of the things which we touched on earlier was these celebrity deaths, major ones like Prince, of course, Carrie Fisher, Gene Wilder from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory passed away.
Well, Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka and the Charlie and the Factory, by mistake. Our beloved Alan Rickman, Mr. Snape from Harry Potter. Oh my gosh, that was heartbreaking for me.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah, that was very recent.
Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Gabor died a few days ago, and she died at the age of 95-ish or 90.
I mean, I'm telling you, Muhammad Ali,
one of the greats. Yeah, the greatest.
You know, David Bowie,
David Bowie died, and that was also very heartbreaking.
It's just been a very
Juan Gabriel, for those who are Hispanic and understand the impact he had in music. Celebrity deaths have been one of those things, which, funny enough, somebody started a Kickstarter for Betty White, to keep Betty White safe from 2016.
God. Stick her in a bunker or something.
She's the last Golden Girl, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
And so,
She's up there, right? Like, she's like...
She's in her 80s, I think.
Oh, okay. I was going to say mid-90s,
I feel like. I don't know if she's 90s, but... I mean, she looks pretty spry for a woman in that age bracket. I think
she's just such a cute little, lady. And, like, I just love her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And she's funny. I think having a good humor, a sense of humor, is definitely...
It helps you live longer, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think that's the one thing that's helped her a little bit. Maybe her smiling and laughing so much, but...
Yeah. Among the crazy celebrity deaths, what else... has 2016 been a year of?
I think the year of, like, the most wackiest things to happen in politics.
Oh, my gosh. Donald Trump went from, year. A billionaire to a businessman to a politician. The anti-politician politician. And is the president. And Kanye West endorses him. And so does Talia, who is a famous Mexican singer.
Oh, God.
I don't understand. What a crazy year
it's been a very crazy year in politics with the whole, Brexit, with everything happening in Russia. And it's true, you said, when we talked about this, about fear-mongering and now how, with the whole outcome of Trump winning, they try to blame it on the Russians and saying, they hacked it and the whole recount because they wanted, to do the recount and see if the house stood and see if the college of the electoral votes still voted for Trump, which they did. He won.
They did, yeah. And I mean, and that's one thing that we're just like, he won fair and square.
Now, people are arguing that Hillary won the popular vote, which in theory is how maybe it should be, right? But I guess...
There's a reason the electoral college is in place, and this would have been the same argument whether Hillary would have won or Donald, but we've never ever gone off the popular vote, so why should we this year? And there have been times when the popular vote had won, and I believe Al Gore won the popular vote, and George Bush won the electoral college vote, and so it's also a sad year because this means that we lose the coolest president that the U.S. has ever seen, which is Obama.
Yeah,
you might
one of them. JFK was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was charming. You might not agree with Obama's policies in every regard, but you have to give it to the man. He's very charming.
Yeah, no, he's definitely I feel like he's like a car salesman. Like, he's very, good with his words, very quick, very witty.
Yeah, and his, the first lady was also very likable.
She's really cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is gonna go, because it's so weird that when we watch the Spanish news, Univision, they, refer to Ivanka as the first lady.
Which is the first lady
daughter. Like, elect. She's the daughter. No, but she's
Ivanka.
Not.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
Ivanka's
gosh.
Ivanka's his daughter.
His daughter. What in the heck?
Yeah, because apparently,
I'm thinking, you said Ivanka, and I'm thinking Melania.
No, she's been going, the way Trump is working this whole presidency thing is, she's going to a lot of the secret meetings. So, it's people are... saying, is she being cleared? She shouldn't be allowed that access. But apparently, they're trying to make it be where it's Donald and Ivanka instead of Donald and Melania.
But that can't be.
Yeah. Which is, a really weird thing. Because you're just, when I watch it, I'm just do they not... That's his daughter. She's not the first lady, It's just really strange.
Gosh,
but it's true. When you look at any, newspaper clipping, any picture of him in a meeting, she's right there. Ivanka is, not Melania.
Yeah.
And honestly, they shouldn't be cleared anyway. It should just be Donald, really, not Ivanka or Melania, because Michelle wasn't at no top secret, Russian round table.
Yeah. Maybe he's trying to secure, a presidency for her.
I don't know what the heck they're doing, but it's just weird, and it's very different. So I feel like this new president thing is going to be very different.
He's definitely going to try to shake things up because he's even gone as far as to say...
He's gone back on a lot of things he's already said. He said when he first started running.
Which I guess in some regard can be a good thing.
He hated Goldman Sachs before, but then he made the president of Goldman Sachs in charge of the financial part of the whole presidency thing.
Yeah.
The cabinet.
And, I mean, he's gone as far as to say, you don't have to update him with things all the time because he's a smart guy. He doesn't need an update.
Yeah. Oh, no. He didn't need intelligence meetings because he's a smart guy. No, that's not what intelligence means. They're not teaching you, in school, It's like intelligence as in, like, you know, top secret information. Yeah. He's just
idiot. Saying, like, if things change, then let me know. But if things don't change, then I don't need to have these meetings with you all the time. But it's like, what? Like, who? I mean, I get it. You're the president. But there is a checks and balances system in the United States because you don't get to make. Anyway, I'm not going to get into
politics. It's just going to be a very different. It's very scary, and I'm very scared to see, and I don't know. I hope, you know, Leo got me a baby book for a present, and it's like, you know, I was filling it out, and then it's like, when the baby's born, it's like, who's the president, and I'm like praying it's before the inauguration where I could still write, like, President Trump. Obama is the president when you were born.
Well, she's due before the inauguration. Yeah. Usually it's like on the 20th-ish around there.
Yeah, I think so. I don't.
Hopefully she's not super late.
I'm just like, oh my gosh. Maybe you can just write it in
Obama. Just put in Obama and be like, on your due date, whether you were born or not, the president was Barack Obama. Was Barack
Obama. But no, that's funny. When I get to that page, I was like, I'm just going to put Obama here.
Yeah. Well, some of the good and the bad, along with politics, was the South Dakota pipeline. Some of the good is that they have made some headway in kind of diverting it so that it's not cutting
good through. Because you know what, that's how it should be. It's sacred ground. Mm-hmm. It's you know, Native American
who have been through enough
preserves that should not be something. It shouldn't have even been need for protest. It should have just been like hands off for sure.
Yeah, and it's just something that it's so crazy. And you know what, like the way that technology is working now, if you guys have a chance, watch a show called Adam Ruins Everything. It's so hilarious and so eye-opening. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they were talking about was just like the image that we have of the Wild West and so forth, and how Native Americans were kicked out of their land. Yeah. You know? And so there were, another episode was talking about the internet, and they had like the one of the actors for the comedy aspect was this supposed hipster who was like, oh, I hate the internet. Look, it stops us from communicating. And it's like, the internet is, all it is a communication. Like, we're communicating now more than we've ever communicated in the past. And part of that is that we now have a say, and we now get to kind of influence what is happening. And I think that the South Dakota pipeline got a lot of traction because of the national attention that came mm-hmm. about it. And these are things
go ahead.
I was saying these are things that probably were not going to be covered by news reporters unless somebody did not tweet about it or post about it, or celebrities got involved and mm-hmm. it made it such a public thing that the government had to do something now.
Yeah, because I think most before, I'm sure these things kind of went under the radar, and mm-hmm. You know, that's probably why there's not that much land to save, and that they were fighting so hard to save that chunk of land because
people didn't care, mm-hmm. you know, and now technology lets us be a part and be aware of these things. So it's one of the bad, sadder things that's happening that was happening in 2016, but it's good to see some sort of headway being made. Yeah,
good outcome.
What's something else which, weed. It's no longer just for Colorado anymore.
Right? It's moved into different states. And so it was in Rhode Island mm-hmm. when I lived there. It was made legal.
Was it fully, like, legal at that point then?
You can carry, I think it was, like, less than half a gram or something. Or something like that. Okay. And then there was, like, you know, on 420, there were places where it's designated smoking areas in like downtown Providence. That's hilarious. Yeah, and then there was of course medicinal mm-hmm. Dispensaries.
Which, speaking of which, now Florida has been, and we talked about this a few episodes ago. Yeah, there's one
opening up on the road of the hospital.
Orange.
On Orange.
Okay. So there's a medical dispensary there, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that that's just step one along for step one on the path towards recreational weed use. Yeah. And a few episodes ago we talked about it being presented on the bill, and it actually came on the bill and it was voted for. Mm-hmm. So still I would advise everyone to just know the rules in your own town, and don't be silly enough to think that it means that it's completely legal, because you can be on one side of the road.
There's still you know, restrictions, because I think it became legal in Massachusetts now. Mm-hmm. That's
right, in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I have no problem with it. I think it's a natural growing substance, and if you use it, especially for medicinal properties, it's got plenty of mm-hmm. good things for that, too. So, for it.
I'll tell you again, if you watch Adam Ruins Everything, there's a whole episode on drug use mm-hmm. and how the whole push against weed was less about, you know, trying to keep people safe and more about monetizing this plant.
For sure.
And it was, to benefit tobacco companies versus mm-hmm. to benefit the people. And so it's one of those things where people are now coming to terms with it. It's kind of like prohibition with alcohol. We know alcohol, anything, if you abuse it, it can harm your life.
Yeah.
Same goes for weed. And I think that if you're a certain age, you shouldn't be able to take it right. because of what it can do to your development. But who knows what... You know, the next 10 years will bring in.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's like when you can't have it, you want it. And then now that it'll be, you know,
available,
it's probably be even a drop in weed usage, probably. Yeah, and then, and especially, it won't be the majority of people in jail right now mm-hmm. are because of weed, you know, having weed on them.
Yeah. Where it's just like they're getting 10 year sentences yeah. for like nonviolent drug use.
So it's kind of like, come on, that's the, you know, Bernie is the one who was really a big. Proponent on that how unjustified that is, right?
Yeah, you know, decriminalizing
for
it.
For sure.
So some of the really, one last thing, which I think is a great segue into the better parts of 2016. Mm-hmm. One of the word cringe has had a big moment in 2016, and one of the bigger cringeworthy moments was Hiddle Swift. You know, of our listeners know how we feel about Taylor.
Yeah, they know. We'd have to rehash that.
But Hiddle Swift was so cringeworthy. It was a blip in the radar, and I lost a little bit of respect for Tom Hiddleston, I think.
It was, like, cringeworthy, and also, like, what is this for? Is this publicity?
But it hasn't come to fruition. Really, like, whatever publicity, if it was for that.
I don't know, like, I really don't think it was real, but now, maybe it was, because, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to wait till her next album drops, because apparently,
yeah, but what benefit does he get? He can't be stupid enough. He's not a little boy. He's much older than her.
He got into with a younger, because I don't know.
Oh gosh, they were so different and so odd. And I loved him. Strange. I loved him as Loki, and then to see him with her, I don't know.
What is that? But another big thing that was happening in 2016 was the Zika outbreak.
Oh yeah.
And how that impacted the Olympics and just overall life, because travel, you know, people started getting scared to travel.
Yeah.
Here in Florida, I haven't been to Miami, I feel like, since last year.
Yeah, and your sister-in-law lives there, mm-hmm. so you haven't been able to visit her because of the pregnancy.
Right, and mm-hmm. it's one of those things, they made it mandatory here in Florida to test for Zika. If you were pregnant.
Did you have to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was one of those things where it's just like, no, the risks were... And it's crazy because Zika's been around.
Yeah.
But it's just been... when it comes here, I feel like Americans, we're so, like, selfish, right? Mm-hmm. We only think about ourselves.
Yeah, when it starts affecting
us. When it affects us is when we're just like, oh my God, outbreak, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I went to DR in June, and we knew Zika was a thing, but we just figured, mm-hmm. you know what? None of us are expecting. It's really only problematic for very young people, very old people, and expectant mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those apply to any of us. And so, maybe my father, but even then.
Yeah.
So we sprayed everybody down, and then when we went there, they're like, oh yeah, the cook, she had it, and this girl had it too, like, and they were fine. And they're like, they're making it sound like a bigger deal than what it is.
You know, and we're like, oh my God, it's going to stay in your system when you decide to have kids in 10 years.
My cousin told me it's going to stay in your system for 5 years. You can't get pregnant.
Yeah, but it's like one of those things that we don't know if that's true or not. It's one of those things.
The CDC, I looked it up because I got scared. Mm-hmm. And the CDC says that you shouldn't, you know, if you're trying to become pregnant, you should probably wait about 6 weeks, mm-hmm. you know. But we don't know if it's like a virus that'll stay in your spinal cord and come back whenever. You know, but...
It's just scary.
I never got Zika, so thank the Lord.
The unknown, right? It's what mm-hmm. scares us the most.
So Zika really did put a damper on the Olympics.
Yeah, it did, because a lot of athletes decided to opt out because it was going to be in Rio, where mm-hmm. it was the majority, a lot of the cases of Zika was there.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of changed that, but didn't change too much, because Michael Phelps still did what he went to do.
Yes, regain his title and so, get his name back. And also introduce all of us to the Phelps face.
Yeah, oh gosh. the best thing ever that happened.
I was so glad, because a lot of the Olympics that I wanted to watch was like during when I was at work, so we DVR'd it. Mm-hmm. But this particular match, I was at home, and they flipped to him, and I was like, what is up with his face? face.
It's and so funny.
He rolled his eyes at the other guy from South Africa.
He was saying that it was like or the music.
Côte d'Azur, wherever he was from.
It was South Africa. The guy that he lost to the
last year,
previous Olympics. And so it's just hilarious because he's like, you know, he tried to play it off that he was listening to music, but the guy, the swimmer that was in front of him that he was doing the look to was like, you know, trying to work, like warm
up.
He was like shadow boxing and like all of it, like even me as a viewer, I was just like, this little, you know, word that I'm not gonna say here, but I was just like, this little like idiot,
what a punk, like
yeah, like
and
what
you
are
can
you
tell
doing?
He was doing it. Like, why did you have to be in Michael?
He turned
Phelps
around
line of sight
to do it on his in a, like in front of him, kind of thing, and
like
it's
taunting
just like,
him.
Yeah,
and then Michael just kept his cool, but his face was so
it
vicious.
Was so, it was the best thing. They made it like they put him with the red and black face from Star Wars. I can't think of his
Darth
name
Maul?
Right now. Yeah, they put that on his face. And
well,
it
was there
was just
even
like
another one where they had his baby. His baby had, like, those like, sound
headphones.
Reduction
mm-hmm.
headphones. His baby's so cute.
Yeah.
And his baby also had a grumpy face, and they're like, look, he's got his daddy's
like
face.
Father, like, son.
And he's actually doing a commercial now, and I want to say it's DirecTV, but I'm not sure. Where he does the Phelps face, and they have some other guy playing, like, the
hilarious.
Shadow Boxer. And they're like, why the Phelps face, Michael? And he's like, hey, my internet's not working, and so it's really funny.
No, that's funny. That's one of the good, hilarious things that came out.
2016 was a good year because of the Olympics. It's a two-week season that feels like last month.
I love the Olympics.
Yeah, it's so
fun. I love the Olympics.
All of us become, like, patriotic during that time.
Yeah.
And then we go right back to hating America during the politics.
Yeah, you're just like, what the? I want to move to Canada. No, I'm kidding. What else happened? Leo finally got an Oscar.
You know what? Someone said that he opened the seventh seal of the apocalypse, and that's why 2016 was as bad as it was. So we're like, give it back.
He's never meant
give
to get
it back,
it.
Leo.
Did you watch The Revenant?
No, I didn't.
I didn't watch it either.
They said it was such a great movie, but all I know is that he fought a bear. Like,
yeah, or he like slept in one because it was going to keep him warm. I don't know. Something like that.
It's like a Luke Skywalker kind of situation.
I don't even know.
There's a lot of Star Wars references in this episode,
yeah.
By the way.
The thing is that I'm just glad he didn't get it for Wolf of Wall Street because he was nominated for that, I think, and it was like not Oscar worthy.
Well, he was nominated for a lot of movies because I've never seen Inception.
Oh,
but
that's
that
a good
one. He didn't win that there.
Departed, I think he was nominated. That was an awesome movie.
I love Shutter Island.
That movie was fantastic. Great.
Oh my gosh.
The first time around. Then you just like,
you already know the gimmick.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay.
Yeah, right. But those movies like that, like A Beautiful Mind, the first time around,
mm-hmm.
was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but Shutter Island was like,
Shutter Island's great.
Great movie. You know, we love to hate her, but one of the better things that happened in 2016, even though we don't necessarily love Kim Kardashian,
mm-hmm.
is that Taylor was exposed as
sneak
that she is, and mm-hmm. she had to take a little bit of a backseat for a couple months there.
She has taken a backseat, honestly.
Yeah. And now, DirecTV does have Taylor Swift Now, which I do not know why we need a whole channel full of Taylor Swift things, but she was exposed, and she's like, I would like to be kept away from this narrative. And I was like, girl, this is the narrative you created.
Mm-hmm.
So she was exposed.
People, we have a whole episode about that. So
yeah,
you
can look back on
there.
Those, you know. But that was one of the better moments.
Another one, Chicago Cubs, the curse of the Bambino is finally lifted.
Well,
what was it, 104 years?
I don't know the exact number, but I know that.
And they haven't won, and so they finally won this year the World Series, which was a freaking amazing series. It was so good.
Yeah.
Those games were awesome.
And baseball is not necessarily an exciting sport.
It isn't, but it is. I don't know how to explain.
It's more because of it has the title of America's Pastime. It's such a classic sport.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone can resonate to it. But if you're just watching a standard game,
but they're
then
so
it's not really, if it's not one of the like the World Series games, then it's just like, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I guess it's like the Super Bowl, but if it's, I don't know, because baseball I can root for whoever's like, I don't know.
I think,
but
you're
with
less
the Super
passionate.
Bowl, I'm just like, if I don't like both teams, I'm just like, I'm here for the commercials
right.
and halftime.
Well, I will say this for those of you who are not aware, Wilkes is a bit. I think you're a bigger football fan than you are baseball.
Yeah.
So when you're that emotionally invested in a team, then it matters to you. If you're just kind of like a casual fan, then you're enjoying it in any regard. No,
but these games are so good.
People were just kind of rooting for the Cubs because they were the underdog. And Back to the Future predicted that they would win this year.
Yeah. And no, and the guy, did you see that thing going around someone's yearbook photo?
Oh, that he said he's like 2016 said, World Series.
Yeah, I'm Cubs calling it. Calling it. And they found the guy from the yearbook thing, and then so I mean, who crazy. Did he come from? so crazy that he called it.
Mm-hmm. It's been a big year also in music. We had some really great albums that were released. Mm-hmm. Some of the ones, just to name a few, was Adele with her 25 awesome. Album, of course. She has the Hello.
Yeah, that it was, you know, her flip phone.
Oh, hello? The phone. I don't know why she got a flip phone in the video, but that's the only way you can close a phone so with, with drama. Beyonce released her Lemonade album, which caused quite a bit of an uproar. With
also the whole Jay-Z. For publicity, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure, because there was actually a meme that I saw that was like, you guys are sitting there listening to, and relating to Beyonce's song when she's happy at home with her man.
Yeah.
I was like,
Come on, my gosh.
Drake, I know you're your favorite rapper. God. He released Views. This was also the
Average.
Year. Oh my goodness, I liked it. This is also the year of his battle with Meek Mill, who had to take several seats.
Oh my goodness, wow. I like forgot about that.
Yeah. And Kanye released Life of Pablo.
I like that album.
Yeah, it was pretty groundbreaking. He had his whole Pablo, the St. Pablo tour.
Yep, which he canceled halfway through.
Well, to be fair, he had the whole first leg, that the only leg that had been officially announced, completed, right?
No.
He didn't complete the first whole leg? No. I thought he completed the first half, announced additional tour dates, and canceled them after the fact.
He canceled Philly. He canceled a lot. Now he canceled his worldwide one, like British one, like London and all that stuff.
I know that he had a little bit of an issue during the show when Kim had gotten kidnapped or the robbery.
Yeah,
or whatever.
And then, you know, with the whole debacle of him having rants and talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce and all that stuff. And so, yeah, it's like a little sad, you know, because I feel like he's definitely going through some stuff, and clearly he is. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, we all know he had his little stint at the psychiatry, which I think every good celebrity goes through at some point, some sort of rehab.
I think he's just, when you're that much of a creative genius, I think you can really live in your head a lot.
I mean, he says he's a creative genius, and people think, oh, you're so full of crap.
No, but I really think he is a creative I mean, music-wise, he's talented.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take away the talent. I think it's one of those things where you shouldn't say about yourself, because people don't like people saying that they are themselves a creative genius. But he's extremely talented, and he's probably, like you said, constantly living in his head.
Yeah, so I think that's where it kind of, and I mean, let's be real, look at the family he married into, so.
Yeah, which the Kardashians are notorious for
ruining men.
Absolutely. Now, another album that was released that I'm so excited about was the J. Cole For Your Eyes Only.
Okay.
So good. And he actually, the reason I thought of it is because he kind of called out people like Kanye. I mean, he didn't say it by name, but we kind of know he was talking about him.
Yeah.
And just fame, the fame monster. People always say it chews you up and spits you out, you know.
That's true. No, It was a good, it's one of those, like, the younger generation calling out the older generation of, like, I looked up to you and now you're just, like, it's like, you know that saying, like, you don't ever really want to meet your hero, because it's like, they won't be what you think
they
are.
They won't live up to the hype.
Yeah, so I think that's what's happening for the younger crowd that meets who they grew up listening to, who they aspire to be, and they're realizing, you don't even write your own stuff, or, oh my God, you don't even, this
you're
is
not
auto-tuned, or you're not nice, or you're not
at
all what I want to be, so, you know, and get a little disappointed in that.
Well, it's like that old adage that rappers have said, it's been said in movies, it's like, you either die and be a hero, or live long enough to be a villain, and I don't think we can say that Kanye West is necessarily a villain, but he's now becoming, I mean, lately, he's kind of a bit of a joke. He's been the butt of many jokes.
Yeah, but it's also, it's sad that he is the butt of a joke, because I really feel like he's not the same.
Well, I mean, we were listening to another podcast. Charlamagne was saying, well, I mean, he has a clause in his contract that says if he's gone through a psychological breakdown, you have the right to cancel the tour without being fined for it. And so the rumor was that he did this as the loophole that was needed, because he just kind of regretted adding on all those extra shows, and he checked himself in just to be able to get out of them, that he doesn't really have any sort of
but that's where breakdown. The cynicism of like us
of celebrity as, comes in,
yeah. You know, that's where I don't really think Drake and J-Lo are dating. I think it's publicity, or yeah. I don't think
Kanye is
mm-hmm. actually going through a mental break. You know, maybe Britney Spears didn't go crazy and shave her head, you know, that yeah. was something to get so out just of something adds else
to the stigma,
yeah. So it's like one mm-hmm. of those things where it's just like mental health is a serious topic, and it's sad that we want to think negatively about it, right? Yeah. Like, oh, he's trying to get out of something.
Mm-hmm.
But he really, I mean, we've kind of seen it progressively get worse, like, you know.
Yeah, like, it's no, it shouldn't have come as a huge surprise.
Yeah.
So it's not like anyone's necessarily shocked. I think yeah. we're saddened. Some people are still cynical because they think this is just another one of his quote-unquote crazy things to do. But now it's like, okay, when you use the word crazy, are you using it the way that we just like, oh, this person's crazy? Or is it like, hey, this person's actually going through something
and needs help, you know?
And needs help. And he has, that happens when you don't have, and I think that going back to politics that happened with Trump, he doesn't have a lot of no, like people, he has a lot of yes men. He doesn't mm-hmm. have people necessarily telling him no. And I think the same thing goes with Kanye. Mm-hmm. He has the luxury of telling people to get out of his life if they tell him no. And when you yeah. surround yourself with yes men,
oh, for
you
sure.
you start kind of believing your own delusions, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Another thing this year that was huge is Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had Snapchat for some time.
Oh, I have just downloaded it this year.
I've had Snapchat for about 2 years, and this has been the year where most of my friends are on it now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I got in before it got cool, so I'm like, oh, one of the veterans. But who else became famous? Because
DJ Khaled.
Beyond famous.
It's like, he was like, you know, oh, the guy who said, DJ Khaled, you know,
he was just
song.
A producer that nobody really knew of.
But now, and you know what's so funny? Because in the beginning, I really loved his snaps, and they felt genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And now it just kind of feels like, all right, we get it. Like,
well, I mean, now he monetized himself. Now he makes money from himself. And it's like, so look, it's... The Rock, thank you, P. Diddy, for sending me this. Or,
yeah.
You know, how's business? Business booming. Is booming.
So it's one of those things in the beginning when he's like, oh, I got to water my angles. Because he misspelled angels all the time, you know.
The theory
and the getting lost in the middle of the ocean because he ran out of gas on his jet ski. You know, those things were funny and it was felt real, but now mm-hmm. it's just kind of like, you know.
Yeah, it was right. A little bit of a blip. Another blip was the Pokemon Go phase.
Oh God,
that was
a big.
It was like 2016. It was huge for a few months, and now pretty about 95% kind of the people.
But you know, they're still carrying on with this whole Pokemon craze. When we went to Target, we saw like a Monopoly. Pokemon Monopoly.
Well, I think that kids who actually like Pokemon will enjoy it, but a lot of the nostalgia,
mm-hmm.
they were banking on nostalgia when they released this because Pokemon was really big when we were older. When we were younger, mm-hmm. and they were banking on it, but now people kind of moved on from it, so...
Yeah, and...
It's not as big. I think the concept of the game was really cool.
It was cool with the whole virtual... Like or, catching. Like, not virtual, but, like, it... popping up and
yeah,
you can
like the
see
geo,
it.
Yeah.
That's another thing this year. I feel like virtual reality has become like a yeah. big thing with
if you
the
get
Samsung.
If you get the newest Samsung, it actually comes with the mm-hmm. with the VR.
And then
goggles.
What is it? The Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole system.
Have you ever done it before?
No, I almost did, but then there was like they said, "Oh, I couldn't because I was pregnant." But Lael did it, and he was, like, amazed.
Well, I mean, it's enough that I'm kind of like, oh, my God, I kind of want a Samsung. Because
yeah.
I did it. I went to GameStop with my brother.
Oh, we did the Microsoft one.
We did the Samsung one.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was so cool. And, like, the particular VR that I was in, you can either play a game
mm-hmm.
or you can't. Was it Samsung, or did we do one that came with PlayStation? It might have been the one that came with PlayStation.
Okay.
But mine was, like, they put me in a tank, and they lowered me into the ocean, and
whoa.
There was a shark, and the shark breaks my tank.
What?
So it was really terrifying, because you're like, oh my god, the shark is right in front of me.
That's crazy. Lael, the one he did, it was, like, because I could see what he was seeing,
mm-hmm.
And he was in the ocean, too, and there was, like, a whale. But it's funny, because when you see the person going through it, like, he's like moving out of the whale's way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, that's so crazy. That, I mean, he's like, you feel like you're immersed. Mm-hmm. Like you can hear, like it almost sounds like your ears are clogged up because of the water or whatever. Yeah,
they make it like a deep, mm-hmm. they change, like when in my case, when they lowered me into the water, quote yeah. unquote,
did he hear
like
it got muffled, oh, okay.
you know, and it just sounds like you're doop, and you just hear like the doop of the boat.
That's cool.
It was really cool. So that was a technology. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
5, 10 years
It's so crazy to see where technology is mm-hmm. and what we thought it would be. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when watching the Jetsons, you know, we thought we'd be in flying cars by now.
Flying cars, I don't think are ever going to happen. No. I really don't think they're
but
ever
going to
happen.
But the closest thing, I guess, maybe would be the drone thing, like Amazon drone.
Yeah.
Which is, like, having a hard time coming into
yeah.
fruition. But now the self-driving cars, even that is, like, weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's just, it's so new, and some people can be a little hesitant, but I think the part of it is because of the newness. Like, for instance, the virtual reality, it doesn't interrupt anything. Mm. It's just something that you add to your life. Self-driving cars kind of feel like an interruption because it's a little bit scary. Yeah, now you're putting, now it's people's lives, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, the drones, it's now it's people's money and mm-hmm. people's product, so...
It's cool, but it's what's where we're going, you know, yeah. like our electric cars, fully electric cars like a Tesla, which I love. I want a Tesla so bad.
Yeah, I know you and Leo are always talking about
we're obsessed Tesla. With Tesla.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
And I was blown away with the fact that, like, it just turns on, you don't hear it, and you have two trunks, you don't have
that's
an engine.
You don't have an engine,
that's
nothing.
That's so crazy. That is so crazy.
And, like,
crazy.
The first time I realized that, car. I was just like, what the, you have a trunk, the front?
Then why would they make it that way? I feel like they have then so much room to just be super innovative.
But they are. Like, they have the sunroof. It's, mm-hmm. like, goes from the windshield all the way back.
Oh, my God.
So it's, like, you can see. And now they're going to do, the newer cars have, like, speed limit or whatever. Like, your speedometer is on your windshield. Oh, and they're going to do, like, directions or whatever. Like, an arrow. Like, you know, your MapQuest. Like, it'll be on this on your windshield, too. So it'll
that's
be, like,
a
make
distracting.
A right. But it's, like, it's cool because it's what you would be looking at on your phone, you
but
know,
now it's
see.
In front of
but
you.
Now it'll just be, like,
that's
there.
Pretty cool. So because I think about, is it iRobot? Where he's sitting in the back of his car.
Yeah.
And the car is driving him. And I'm like, you predicted it.
That's
what
I'm just, like, it's cool to see how we thought maybe mm-hmm. years and years from now. And it's, like, it's getting there slowly. So yeah. that's a cool thing. We're seeing a little bit more. 2016 was a little bit... Very innovative, I'll say.
Yeah. Innovative okay. and also nostalgic because mm-hmm. in
a lot
entertainment.
Of old things came back.
Yeah, such as Stranger Things, which it's not an old thing, but it was such a cool concept. It's like a sci-fi mm-hmm. thriller set in the 80s.
Yeah.
Down to the font, the clothing, the theming of the show, and Stranger Things became so popular.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the bigger things.
It reminded me of E.T. with a little bit of like. The Goonie. It was just very, it was very
The X-Files kind of.
Yeah,
yeah.
very cool. Mm-hmm. Took you back to that kind of when you were young, you know, stuff yeah. like that. So. But, no, definitely nostalgic and it's true what mm-hmm. you're saying.
All in all, it has been a very interesting year, however.
It's been very interesting. I'm very much looking forward to what 2017 has to offer.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a year of a lot of change. Mm-hmm. I think... We've all got to change our expectations a little because I think, especially starting with who our president will be.
It's going to be a new world.
Yeah.
It's going to be a new world. And it's so funny how we divide our lives into yearly segments
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, how we were talking at the very beginning of our podcast months and months ago, talking about like maybe our birthdays would be a better because it's so personal.
Yeah.
But it's just what we're used to doing. We segment it out by year and... 2017 is going to be a very interesting year because it's going to be what's left of 2016
yeah.
and now how we pick up the pieces. So
and move forward. And yeah. So and then personally with our own endeavors, like Demericana this year has been really great. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've progressed a lot.
Yeah, we've learned a lot about one another. We've learned a lot about just this whole podcast world in mm-hmm. general and just what we want to see come from it. So
yeah.
We hope that you stick with us here in this coming year as we continue to grow and learn and hopefully have you by our side.
And we'll have some different things. Now I think this year was a good fresh initiation year.
Yeah, it was very much trial and error. You'll see that there are certain segments that we used to do that no longer happen, and vice versa. Things that we sort of implemented recently that we didn't have before. But stick by us, because I think that as we learn and grow, we're just going to have much, you know, we're going to have increasingly better topics and increasingly better content so to provide. So, well, we wish you guys the best New Year's Eve and New Year's Day possible, and we hope that you guys all stay safe and Uber if you drink.
Stay safe. Please stay safe. But have fun, of course.
Yeah, and let us know, did we miss anything in 2016 that you're like, no, this was one of those big defining moments that you guys forgot to mention? There's just too much.
I'm sure we did. There was plenty. I mean, this year was very crazy and all over the place.
Yeah, for sure.
So
let us know if we missed anything, or if there's anything in your personal life that you say, you know what, I did a lot of traveling, or I've met the love of my life, or like, well, she is her last year as a wife, and now she's gonna have a baby. So it's been very interesting, and we hope that you guys reach out to us on our social media sites. You know what they are.
Follow us and subscribe and review us, because that always makes us happy. And
so, let your friends know about this, and like we said, just grab, we used to say it, and we still mean it, grab your glass of wine and join us around your speakers and let us know how you feel.
All right,
thank you guys.